Good morning, guys. How are you?
President Lefebvre, I talked with you before the Dickinson State football game.
Yeah.
I asked you about the numbers and what's it look like. And boy, President Lefebvre had kind of a sort of a like a not doom and gloom, but boy, I'll tell you what, Ryan, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull off three consecutive falls of enrollment records. I mean, that's a lot. You know, we just made it seem like it was going to be a big, big stretch. And then you did it.
Well,
you broke the record again.
Well, it's really thanks to the efforts of everyone here on campus. And to be fair, it's a challenge to consistently exceed what you had the year before. But system-wide, all of the institutions had a good fall enrollment. And I think that just speaks to the value of and the proposition of higher ed across our state right now. And so we're very fortunate, as you said. I was at the point we talked before that Dickinson game, you know, that was early in the process, and we had a lot of numbers that weren't in yet. And so I didn't want to overpromise. I'd rather underpromise and overdeliver.
That's
hey,
right.
Steve, didn't I say exactly that last
yeah,
hour?
Yeah,
underpromise and overdeliver?
Yeah, verbatim, yeah. Oh, boy. One of the things that jumped out at me, Al, was really a unique statistic. 37 different states, 8 countries, but still 74% of the people coming from North Dakota.
That really is just descriptive of our campus and the makeup of our students here. The majority of our students do come from North Dakota. We're very proud of that. And at the same time, we're providing opportunities for students from across the country and across the world, really. As we continue to expand our visibility through this Frontier Conference participation, I think we're going to see more and more of that, especially moving west.
There's some pretty good athletes out there in Montana and Oregon and Washington and all of that kind of thing. And
there
I know
sure
that
are.
Yeah, there are some institutions like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to pick on anybody, Dickinson State, that have made a living out there recruiting in that Montana area. So it might be nice
right.
to pick up some visibility. Plus, the team was just in Oregon, and, you know, I know some boosters went out. It looked like when I was taking a look at the stands, there were some decent numbers of Viking fans that made that trip this past weekend.
Yeah, I spoke with Corey Anderson and Steve Olson, and we had 80 supporters that were there for the tailgate before the game, which was just outstanding. And you're right that those visitor stands were a little bit broken up. You know, they weren't all together, so it was hard to get a real sense of the overall size of the crowd. But both of those stands had people in them, and there were supporters along the sidelines. So, yeah, we had a nice turnout. You were mentioning Montana, and I just wanted to share a couple weeks ago, we had one of our enrollment services reps out there for a college fair. The person was so excited about it, called back to campus and said, listen, I have a lineup of students 15 deep from Montana. They're not leaving. They're staying here in line to talk to Valley City State. And so that's a real good sign. I think we're getting our name out there. We've been going out there for about 3 years now, knowing that this Frontier Conference was going to be a new direction for us. And lots of interest. And a lot of them already had their VCSU shirts on, so that's a good sign as well.
Oh, wow.
So, and this was the next question I was going to ask you, President Lefebvre. Why are they? I mean, because we know that Valley City State has traditionally been a teacher's college in North Dakota, and that's what we do, and we do it really well.
Yeah.
Are these students coming for the education program, or is it some of the new things that you've brought in that are attracting these students from out of state?
Several of them had been here for a football camp before, and so they're aware of the athletic possibilities as well. And, you know, you look at our top majors, it's not just L-Ed. We've got business administration. We have fisheries and wildlife. That's a very specialized kind of degree. And so students out in that part of the country that have an interest in that sort of career know that we have that program. And so I think we're attracting them from all different areas academically.
I mean, this promises to be a fun homecoming week, huh? You've got great news about enrollment. We're opening up a new building. We got all kinds. I mean, this is going to be a busy, busy week this week.
It is, and we're just thrilled. It's going to be a great week to welcome folks back. And, you know, we know a lot of these folks haven't been on campus maybe for 10 or 20 years. And so they're going to have a chance to see a revitalized campus with some new facilities and updated facilities and ground being moved over by the bubble area. And so just lots of excitement. And it's always great when you can welcome back your alumni and honor them as we're going to Friday night at the Hall of Fame banquet.
Talk a little bit about the ribbon cutting McCarthy Hall on Friday?
Yeah, that will be on Friday. I think it's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, and then we'll do some tours of the facility afterwards, so folks can walk through and have a chance to see the spaces. Really turned out great, and so we're excited about that.